Kevin, yeah. I'm a little bummed this week.
You have no reason to be bummed.
No, I do have a very legitimate reason to be bummed.
Okay, what's that?
It is Chiefs Raiders week, and I can't say a darn word about it.
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I think it would be coming off as kind of trolly and things like that. I'm gonna
well, let's
all
be honest. If the Raiders were good this year, it'd be much more entertaining.
Yeah, I'm gonna save everything for Murph. I'm waiting for my invite, Murph. We talked about this. Me coming on Chiefs Raiders week. I know you said you thought it would be a win if Mahomes didn't throw 10 touchdowns against the Raiders, but so I'm calling you out, Murph.
It's funny they were talking on Mondays with Mike and Murph about if Gruden were able to somehow get the Raiders to win against the Chiefs, would the weight be off his back and Raider fans would rejoice and be happy about that. So I'm hoping that he made a interesting kind of wager on that show, saying that if the Raiders win any one of the games against the Chiefs, he'll do his little rap opening of the show.
Uh-oh. Come on, Chiefs. That's just incentive enough right there. Just keep doing it, Chiefs. We love you, Murph, but come on, Casey. Yeah, don't fall into the trap game thing. But I am excited because there's some rumors that Eric Berry might be finally coming back too. So I'm NFL Network.
I'll believe that when I see it. Then I won't care.
Yeah, exactly. I have to ask, Kevin. Honestly, have you given up on the NFL season this year?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, has your interest waned in the NFL season now that? Because of the season the Raiders had.
It does affect my enthusiasm to a certain degree. You know, I mean, when your team's that bad, you have to try to reach out and find other things to grasp onto. And so you look at fantasy football, and then, like, you know, there's, and I'll talk about that later, but there's, you know, a couple of leagues that are kind of, you know, ones that I'm the commissioner for that my teams aren't doing well. So that takes that wind out of that sail.
I can't even talk about that without feeling bad.
It's just, it's just like, yeah, this is not, this has not been a fun year.
And I can't even say anything. Well, let's talk some NFL football at this latest edition of the End Zone. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you where you can find not only the End Zone, but all the great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. And it all starts with our master feed on our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. And of course, if you don't have access to a desktop computer and you're working through your mobile device, whether it's an iPhone, tricorder, sonic screwdriver, NFL something or other, you can find us on the Podbean app. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play for you Android device users, and now on Spotify as well. Of course, woo-hoo! Visit our Facebook page at Fandom Podcast Network. You can email us and tell me how great Patrick Mahomes is at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Kevin's never going to want to see Patrick Mahomes again. He's going to really hate it when I get a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
You should, actually. You should get a Patrick Mahomes jersey, man.
Get might it now. Be on the
you know, do it. Do it.
It might be on the list of Santa Claus.
Either that or a Christian Okoye jersey. Get one of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get old gold. Well, I just say the Patrick Mahomes thing is possibly on the list of Santa Claus right now. So, Instagram, you can follow us on Fandom Podcast Network and on Twitter at FanPod Network. Of course, I'm Kyle, and you can find me at AKyleW on Twitter or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Of course, Kevin, where can people find you on social media?
Crying.
Well, I was trying to avoid River of Tears at River of Tears Spartan Phoenix.
Yeah, Spartan underscore Phoenix, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the week that has passed. Let's take a look at week 12 of the NFL season, because yeah, I guess it was there.
Well, we had the Thanksgiving Day games.
Yes. The Bears fed the Lions some turkey, which the Lions get fed a lot of on Thanksgiving usually. Bears first game won in Detroit since 2012 as they win 23-16.
And without Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, Chase Daniels stepped in. Chase Daniels, one of the better backups in the league. Hey, Kevin, does the name Amari Cooper mean anything to you?
Nope. He's dead to me.
Nope. Because Cowboys beat the Redskins 31-23. Amari Cooper, 180 receiving yards. Most for a Dallas player since 2012.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I'm curious to see where that contract negotiations are going to go. You know, because they're going to have to deal with the same agent as Khalil Mack, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. It's Jerry Jones, though. He's going to get paid. The Falcons lose to the Saints. The Saints are now on a 10-game winning streak. Drew Brees is the NFL MVP, Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, for all my Patrick Mahomes love, Drew Brees is just amazing.
Falcons will not be playing in their stadium come Super Bowl weekend.
Yes. I got to do a quick shout-out to our buddy Alex Autry, who posted something on Facebook about the Falcons going to see some underprivileged children and how the children were crying because they felt so bad for the Falcons and not themselves.
Strong kids.
Yep. So, your Raiders getting back on track. Fall to the Ravens, 34-17. Who the heck is Gus Edwards, Kevin?
Someone I'll be bringing up in the fantasy segment, that's for sure.
I think everybody's picked him up already, but... And nobody, but nobody, circles the wagons and makes Jalen Ramsey eat crow like the Buffalo Bills.
They've lost 7 straight games, the Jaguars.
It's the longest streak in the NFL.
Wow.
We're going to get to that a little bit later, but how great was it to see Josh Allen just shut Patrick Ramsey up after all the stuff Patrick Ramsey said about him in that GQ article in the offseason?
Patrick Ramsey should just be quiet. He should not trash talk anymore.
Has anybody done more damage to his career this season than Patrick Ramsey?
Yeah. And, you know, his team's not helping him out at all either.
Yeah, no, the Jaguars are a mess. That Blake Bortles gamble didn't pay off.
What a collapse, you know. Number one defense last year. People like myself were picking them up in the fantasy within like the 6th round. It was crazy.
Yeah, just insane. In the Hugh Jackson revenge game, the Cleveland Browns laid the smacketh down as Baker Mayfield threw 4 touchdown passes as the Browns beat the Bengals, win their first game on the road in years, and the first time in a long time they've won back-to-back games. The Browns win 35-20, and just they demolished the Bengals, Kevin.
Which player on the Browns team scored the touchdown and gave the touchdown ball to Hugh Jackson?
It wasn't a touchdown. It was one of their defensive backs got an interception and then ran over and gave the ball to Hugh Jackson.
Oh, that's what it was. I was just like, that's funny.
And Hugh Jackson's like slapping him on the side of the helmet, congratulating him, and then he's like, oh, wait. yeah, Hugh, go away. Go far, far away. The Patriots keep on rolling as Tom Brady gets the most pass yards in NFL history, including playoffs, as the Patriots beat the Jets 27-13. Humdrum, the Patriots keep moving. The Eagles saving their season and staying in contention, coming back and beating the Giants 25-22. The Giants were in control of this game for a long time, Kevin. And Saquon Barkley, he's pretty good for a rookie. 12 TDs this season, which ties up Giants franchise record.
Not helping the Giants, though, that much. Seems like he's the only good thing on that team. And how do you not throw to Odell Beckham?
I don't know how you don't throw to Odell Beckham or Sterling Shepard, because they're both pretty good wide receivers.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know what's going on there.
And hey, the Buccaneers beat up on the 49ers 27-9. The Bucs won a game. Hey, then with Jameis Winston at quarterback.
I thought the 49ers would put up a better fight than that.
They're so banged up, and you had the whole Reuben Foster issue right before the game on Saturday night where he got suspended from the team and eventually cut for yet another round of domestic violence.
Yeah, then he got picked up.
Yeah, the Redskins didn't take too long, Dan Snyder, yeah. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers had himself a game. He completed his first 25 passes and then missed on his 26 and then was benched for the rest of the game because it was such a blowout. Chargers destroy the Cardinals 45-10, but it costs the game for the Chargers as Melvin Gordon gets hurt. He is week-to-week with a sprained MCL. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get to the news. The Colts, on a 5-game win streak, beat the Dolphins 27-24, but Ryan Tannehill returned, and that is a different Dolphins team with Tannehill at quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Got to give it to the Colts too. Defense playing okay too, which is good.
Yeah,
but it seems like we have Luck back.
Yeah, I think Andrew Luck should definitely be at least in the MVP consideration as a top five finalist.
Yeah.
So surpriser a little bit, but the Broncos have been feeling frisky the last couple weeks, upsetting the Chargers last week, and this week upsetting the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-17. The Steelers' last win in Denver was in 2009, Kevin.
This surprised me. I thought Steelers would come into Denver and take care of business.
Yeah.
But instead, they had the business handed to them.
Adam Thielen returned to action because he looked like he had fallen off the map the last 2 weeks. And him and Kirk Cousins lit up the Green Bay Packers as the Vikings beat the Packers 24-17, but I got to tell you, they've never felt like the Packers were in this game while I was watching.
Yeah, they've checked out. They're done.
Yep. And maybe the second hottest team in the NFL right now, the Houston Texans, win their eighth consecutive as they destroy the Tennessee Titans 34-17.
Yeah, they're putting pieces together there, man.
Yeah. God. The AFC is going to be a war zone when it comes to the playoffs, I'm thinking. Of course,
yeah, I think so.
And this week, the Chiefs and Rams deserve to have byes, but I still think they scored touchdowns against the bye, too.
Yeah, they both defeated the bye.
Without a doubt. But let's take a look now at the NFL power rankings after everything sorted itself out from week 11. Or, I'm sorry, week 12. I think I still have turkey hangover, Kevin. Okay, well, staying at number one, deservedly so, the New Orleans Saints, but they have a tough test this week, and we'll talk about that. Coming in at number two, deservedly so, the Rams. Number three, the Chiefs. Number four, the Patriots. The Bears up to number five. The Chargers at six. The Steelers at seven. The Texans at eight. I think I'd have the Texans above both the Steelers and the Chargers at this point.
I would agree with you on that, yeah.
The Colts at 9, the Vikings at 10, the Cowboys at 11, the Seattle Seahawks, and man, did Christian McCaffrey have a day this week?
Yeah.
Up to 12, the Panthers at 13, the Ravens at 14 with Lamar Jackson, who is now 2-0. The Redskins led by Colt McCoy at 15 with the Titans, Packers, Eagles, Broncos, and Dolphins rounding out the top 20. The Raiders kind of hang tight at 29.
Yay. They're not last. Quick thing I did want to mention of the conference standings here. AFC East, New England still at 8-3. I think they have that division because Miami's at 5-6 behind that. AFC North, though, Pittsburgh still at 7-3-1. Baltimore right behind at 6-5. I don't think Cincinnati or Cleveland will reach that. As you mentioned, the AFC South here, this is interesting. Houston Texans at 8-3, Indianapolis 6-5, Tennessee at 5-6, Jacksonville, I think they're done. Kansas City, 9-2, Chargers 8-3. Denver and Oakland, obviously, I don't think are going to, not ready to count out Denver yet, but KC and Chargers, they're definitely fighting for that one there, so. NFC East, Dallas at 6-5, Washington at 6-5, Philadelphia at 5-6. That, Kyle, that division is still up in the air, wouldn't you say?
I'm going to call it now. An 8-win team could win that division.
Are you counting out Washington because of Alex Smith?
Not yet, because they still have a pretty good defense and Adrian Peterson in a good running game. But I think the Cowboys have to be the favorite right now.
Okay. That number one draft pick that we got from the Chicago Bears is not going to be as high as we wanted.
And neither is that pick you got from Dallas either.
Yeah. The NFC North, Chicago Bears, on top right now at 8-3, Minnesota 6-4. And, I think Green Bay and Detroit, you can count them out. Minnesota still being scrappy, not ready to count
them out.
They're
in the wild card mix, but yeah, not as far as division.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. There's still several games. We'll see what happens. NFC South, New Orleans Saints, of course, at 10-1. Panthers at 6-5. fighting for a wild card, I would assume.
Yeah,
Falcons, Tampa Bay, done both at 4-7.
Yep.
Now we have the Los Angeles Rams, NFC West at 10-1. Those scrappy Seattle Seahawks, 6-5.
It's the Rams division. Seattle's playing for that wild card, one of those wild cards.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. There we are. That's
come, the come on, standings. You don't mean that the 2-9 Cardinals and the 2-9 49ers aren't going to make a run and come back and put themselves in the mix?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. Oh, but so we have this places where we're kind of, things are kind of starting to figure themselves a little bit out in the playoffs, but I think I was looking at the schedule and there's a lot of matchups coming up that are, and over the next few weeks, I think are really going to kind of clear up the playoffs here over the next about 2 to 3 weeks. So it's going to be interesting times in the NFL, but let's talk a little NFL news, Kevin. And I heard that they had a fight in Buffalo and a football game broke out.
What caused that fight? I did not see that game.
So this game was pretty chippy, obviously going in there. Been the stuff Jalen Ramsey had talked about the Buffalo Bills and specifically their quarterback Josh Allen. So tempers were already a little flared, and you're talking about two pretty physical football teams. There was a play where the Buffalo defensive back and the Jacksonville receiver both came down with the football and neither one of them wanted to let go. And then the fights kind of started between other players and it got pretty ugly. And Leonard Fournette came running across the field from the bench and started throwing punches.
That's not good.
Yeah. So that gets him suspended for a game. He is appealing, but supposedly the appeal will be heard before the game on Sunday, and they don't expect it to be overturned. So if you have Leonard Fournette this week in fantasy football, don't count on him too much. It might be time to look at Carlos Hyde or T.J. Yeldon again.
Who would you look at?
I'd probably look at Carlos Hyde. He seems to be the one getting more of the carries right now of the two.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton done for the year. Talk about a team that went from an incredibly hot start to looking just completely and totally lost, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Are we surprised? Marvin Lewis, goodbye.
I feel bad for players like A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. They're class acts who deserve better than this.
Yeah, they need a change of the guard, though.
Yep. More fallout in Jacksonville as offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett gets fired. And hashtag Kyle hates Blake Bortles. He's been benched again for Cody Kessler, and I think this time it's probably going to be permanent for the rest of the season. Barring Kessler getting hurt.
Mm.
I think Jacksonville is done. They will be looking for a quarterback either via draft, free agency, or trade. I have to actually say this. I was listening to the NFL Network the other day, and they were like, if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, I call the Detroit Lions and offer 1-3 in this year's draft for Matthew Stafford and see if they bite.
First round pick and a third round pick?
Think about it.
Why Stafford?
Because I think Stafford is a better quarterback than there, and he might be the best quarterback they could probably get their hands on at this point. And their Super Bowl window is closing rapidly, so.
Yeah.
And we talked about it as we did our preview talk about the game. But, yeah, Melvin Gordon goes down with an MCL sprain. And a lot of people are kind of getting on the Chargers about this. This game was well in hand by this point. And Melvin Gordon already had a kind of gimpy knee. And there are people are questioning, why was Melvin Gordon still in this game at that point?
Good question. I wonder that as well.
So I am kind of confused about that. And that's the Chargers being the Chargers, obviously.
Yeah.
Real quick, too, we talked about it a little bit earlier, too. 49ers linebacker and former first-round pick of a couple of years ago, Reuben Foster, was cut by the team after a domestic violence incident on Saturday. He had to wait 24 hours, and then he was able to be picked up by waivers. The Washington Redskins picked him up. I give the 49ers a ton of credit. They had flat-out said after the issues Foster had, they flat-out told him, anything more and you're done. And they stuck to their guns, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, and the 49ers ownership. And I give them a lot of credit for doing that.
Yeah. It would be nice, though, if other teams fell in suit with that and backed up that instead of just going to pick him up off waiver wires. I mean, I don't know.
I agree with you there. But I at least give the 49ers credit for sticking to their guns.
And the Washington Redskins pick him up, but it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You want that guy? Fine. You want that baggage? Fine.
Yeah.
They're desperate.
NFL, someday you'll eventually learn. But, Kevin, let's take a look ahead to Week 13 because there's some interesting games on the docket. And it starts actually with what might be the game of the week right out of the gate on Thursday Night Football as the New Orleans Saints travel to the Dallas Cowboys.
Why would you call this game of the week?
Well, one, when you look at the rest of the schedule, and two, I think this is a game that Dallas is playing really good football right now. This is a game that has a lot of meaning for them, and New Orleans is still trying to stay ahead of the Rams for that home field advantage. So I think
I'm looking at the other games here, and I'm beginning to think you're right.
There's that, too. So we have that. Andrew Luck is taking his show on the road to Cody Kessler and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah.
I'm just glad that the bye weeks are done.
The Sunday night game, which this was flexed into the Sunday night time frame because it was originally supposed to be San Francisco at Seattle, and this was flexed into the Sunday night thing. This could be the other contender for game of the week, the LA Chargers at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So that has been flexed, huh? It's because it's not showing up here on this spreadsheet we're looking at.
Yeah, if you look at the time, it's at 8:20 Eastern.
Seattle, San Francisco?
No, if you look up at both Seattle, San Francisco, and Pittsburgh Chargers are listed at 8:20. Seattle, San Francisco.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
So that has very good potential. Carolina's at Tampa Bay. This should be Carolina all the way. Baltimore and Atlanta is kind of interesting to me just because of the Lamar Jackson thing going on right now, Kevin.
Yeah, he's the new exciting flavor everyone's curious about.
Cleveland at Houston is actually a little interesting. Cleveland?
Yeah, that honestly, next to the Thursday night game, this is the one I find the most interesting.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield is fun. If nothing else, Baker Mayfield is fun. But Buffalo at Miami. Buffalo could be out to prove something here. Buffalo could win a couple games in a row here. Chicago at the Giants. Yeah. Okay. Denver at Cincinnati. Yeah. Works in the back of Cincinnati. The Rams at Detroit. That's a 10-point spread. That's about right. Arizona at Green Bay. Green Bay's favored by 14. Are we sure that's not a little too high, Kevin?
Yeah, I'll be taking those points.
And Kansas City at Oakland. Kansas City's favored by 15.
That does not surprise me one bit. I just wish the Raiders were a lot better this year. It'd be much more fun to talk about with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry for what's going to happen on Sunday. I have to get my. You got to
embrace. I've embraced the suck.
You got to give me a little thing at least. Come on now. The Jets at Tennessee. Is this a who cares game, Kevin?
Yep.
Minnesota at New England actually has got some interesting possibilities to it. This is an interesting matchup.
I would agree. Minnesota's still fighting for a spot there.
San Francisco at Seattle. Yeah. Sorry, San Francisco.
Seattle. This is one of those games though, that Seattle needs badly to stay in the race for the wild card. You know, and this is where they have to there's a 10-point spread here for Seattle favored at home, but this is a very important game for them to make sure they don't mess up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. I don't think Russell Wilson will allow for that. Now the Monday night game is actually fairly interesting. It has a lot of weight to it, and that is an NFC East matchup between Washington and Philadelphia at Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this is a must win for both teams. I think.
Yeah, Philadelphia, I think is. I don't know, Washington. I'm almost ready to count out, but yeah, it is important.
Yeah. So, interesting week 12. We're getting to the point where there's a lot of have and have not games, just because teams are playing each other that are eliminated. But there's some interesting things still, and we got 5 weeks. Oh, actually, 4 weeks to go, Kevin. After this week, so. Going to be very, very fun. Well, we're going to be back with, of course, our trademark mediocre fantasy football advice. But first, we got a little something for you to listen to talking about all the shows here on the Fandom Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. Also, Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we discuss all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater, our podcast celebrating the cult classic and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. The End Zone, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. Discoville, a Star Trek Discovery and the Orville podcast. The Hair Metal Podcast, if you're a hard rock music fan, the Hair Metal Podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, as we discuss all things Doctor Who, past and present. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Master Feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play. On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network. On Instagram, we are at Fandom Podcast Network. And on Twitter, at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and support the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
So once again, it's time to talk fantasy football, even though Kevin might really not want to talk about it right now. But let's start with our Jimmy GQ Man Crush Award of the Week. And I have mine, Kevin.
And that, what is it?
That is one Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Couple touchdowns, 100 yards plus rushing, 100 plus yards receiving. And he was the hero for a lot of fantasy teams this week. So,
well, he's one of those guys you plug and play, you know. I mean, it's like you expect him to do as good as he's been getting, you know.
But even these kind of numbers are pretty outstanding.
Yeah. It hurts me to say this, but I have to give my GQ Man Crush Award to I think he's a rookie, and he played against my Raiders, and that's Gus Edwards.
Yeah, he's put a nice together 2-game stretch now.
Yes, and also a contender. If you haven't, I'm sure he's been picked up already. But if you haven't, if he's still available in your league, get him for your fantasy league. But this guy is over 100 yards these first 2 games, and I think Baltimore has found their bell cow, as they say.
Yeah, well, I think so too. Which leads me to expelled from fantasy football island, Kevin.
Yes.
I'm officially expelling both Alex Collins and Buck Allen from Fantasy Football Island.
That was too easy, dude. mine is the Tennessee defense and pretty much anyone in Tennessee.
Mariota had a good game. That was Mariota and Corey Davis are
the defense not good.
No, defense is bad.
The defense is I've got rid of the defense.
Yeah. So. But Mariota and Corey Davis are actually putting up some solid numbers. Mariota only had one incompletion in that game, Kevin.
Yeah, one game though, dude. What else has he been doing? The team's struggling, man. No. You really can't trust anyone. You're not starting Mariota.
No.
And most people, if you look, most people don't even have him as a backup right now.
Yeah. About the only guy who the only two guys who are really probably starting worthy on there are Corey Davis, the wide receiver, and Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
So, well, one thing that happens towards the end of the season is injuries, Kevin. And there was a lot of injuries this week, which means you're going to be scrambling for backups on the waiver wire. And the number one guy, if for some crazy reason he hasn't been picked up in your league yet, has got to be Austin Eckler.
Yeah, definitely. He will, his workload will definitely increase. I've had him as a backup to Melvin Gordon in one of my leagues, and then I had him as riding the bench just as a kind of like a, you know, a bye week fill in or something like that. But now I'm going to be starting him, so make sure, yeah, you definitely make in there. And as you mentioned earlier, make sure if you're a Fournette owner, make sure you get in Yeldon or Hyde too, because Yeldon and Hyde is available in some leagues too.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Fournette was back, and that was the end of that. Well, it's not quite the end of that just yet. So. Some other names to possibly keep a lookout for. I'm going to say it again. He's still available in a lot of leagues. It's Adam Humphries of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, I'm convinced he's the number one receiver there.
Well, no, I'm not going to go that far because Mike Evans is there, but he is putting up quality numbers. DeSean Jackson.
I'm sorry, number two receiver behind Mike Evans, yeah.
Because DeSean Jackson's disappeared, and Godwin's been a little banged up. So, and also for the Bucs, Cameron Brate with O.J. Howard out for the season, and Cameron Brate has always been a favorite target of Jameis Winston, and it already paid off.
I picked him up last week, and I'm glad I did. I started him.
Yeah, he got a touchdown, so... Yeah. What about you, Kevin? Anybody else floating out there in the waiver wire pickups?
Who is Equanimous St. Brown?
The Packers rookie receiver that seems to be out signing your Valdez, Sanchez, Ranchez guy.
Who the heck is he throwing to these other established receivers, and yet he's going to throw to these guys with weird names.
I don't know, but that's kind of how the Packer season has gone.
Oh, man. Gosh. apparently, and then, of course, if you want to get Mike Davis, he's still available.
Yeah.
The running game for Seattle has been going full force next to Chris Carson, but Mike Davis is still getting a bunch of love.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, he is. He's getting a ton of love. Of course, too, if you are in desperate need of a quarterback, Jeff Driscoll is now the starting quarterback in Cincinnati.
Lamar Jackson's still available, too.
Yeah, he's still out there. Another guy I kind of like for a pickup is Curtis Samuel of the Carolina Panthers. He's been getting into the end zone, if nothing else, and they use him on a lot of trick plays, so one of those could pay off.
Devin Funchess has been hurt, too, and his looks have not been there.
Yeah, nope, I would agree. So I think that covers pretty much the waiver wire pickups, Kevin.
Yeah, kind of thin.
Yep. Well, it's getting kind of thin, but I know you don't want to, but we should probably talk about our fantasy football leagues.
I'm in five. I only won two of my five this year. Our NFL league that you're in charge of, commanding.
Okay, wait. Can I say something here real quick, Kevin?
Sure. Yeah.
Somebody last week was quite upset because all my players were on bye this week.
Yeah.
And that hit me in both the ESPN league and the NFL league. And yet, I won in both of those leagues still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, to just give people an idea, Patrick Mahomes, bye. Travis Kelce, bye. Todd Gurley, bye. Rams defense, bye. I had like half my team in both leagues on bye this week.
And you had great backups. You still play and you did well.
Well, it's been running backs for me in both leagues because I have horrid receivers in both leagues. But in one league, I had Christian McCaffrey. I also had Aaron Jones. I didn't even start. I mean, in my one league, I got lucky with waiver wire pickups. I'm about five deep on running backs. I mean, Phillip Lindsay is riding the pine for me right now when he would probably be starting on a lot of teams.
I'm not feeling sorry for you on that whatsoever. I lost. I was ahead going into that Sunday night game and Monday night game. And
Kirk Cousins got you because he had.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins killed me.
Didn't he, the guy you played, have both Cousins and Thielen?
Yeah. And what sucks is I've had those guys on other teams, so I know how well they did. And so I'm at like 5-7, I think, right now in that NFL league that you're in charge of there. And I'm going to count myself out of the running for that and also the ESPN league. How are you doing the ESPN league that we're in?
I am tied for the best record in the ESPN league at 8-4 and have a tiebreaker now over the Walla Walla Webfoots because that's who I beat.
Charles team.
That's
who
I beat this week, so... I am in first place in the East Division, but you know what, Kevin? You're still right in the mix in that division because 6-6 is only a game out of second place. Because I'm 8-4.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on it.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I don't see much happening. But the two leagues I did win in, I am in first place, alone in first place, which is nice. And that is one of the Yahoo leagues for my Atlanta Raider booster club. There was like a four-way tie at like 7-4 or whatever it was. And I beat one of the other first place teams that I was tied with. And then the other two lost to two other players. So now I'm alone in first place, which is nice in that league.
And a similar thing happened for my Silver and Black UK fan club. I am also in first place there. So I can hang my hat on a couple things.
Yeah, absolutely. I know for me too, I won in my CBS Sports League, which put me back into playoff and to a playoff spot. It's tight by a half a game that I have that playoff spot. So I have a feeling that could be bouncing back and forth for the remainder of the season.
The Silver and Black UK League I was telling you about, I have Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I did pick up Gus Edwards and play him.
Yeah, that's probably a wise decision.
Yes. and I also had started Cameron Brate as well. And I also got Josh Adams and Marlon Mack in that one. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty well there. It's tough because it's a 12-team league. And then they've got like an extra flex position there with only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bench positions. So it's kind of a weird league, and so it's tough to, the waiver wire is not good right now.
Yeah. Well, now, Kevin, I want to bring up a point because we have a little bit of time here. You have a dissatisfaction with one of the fantasy football providers out there right now.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and I want to put this out there with other people. The NFL League, the NFL.com fantasy football thing, I am not happy with their interface, both on the app and as well as online. And I brought this with you as well, and that's the trophy league that we have where you pay $10 and the winner gets a trophy. And you're the leader of that right now. We'll see if you get to keep that or not. But my biggest pet peeve is it doesn't have as much information as ESPN provides on players. But the thing that pisses me off the most is it does not, the projections do not reflect your custom scoring settings where ESPN does. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves about this. It's like I'm looking at, where normally I would see an average of, like, let's look at Melvin Gordon. His average might be with our custom scoring where he gets a point per carry and, blah, 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 this and that. He might be projected between, 25 and 35 points. Where you're looking at the way that they're projecting, he's getting, 9 points.
Yeah, that's not. It should reflect the scoring system you have set up. I truly believe that. Pretty much every other league does that. I'm not a big fan of the NFL.com interface either. I actually do like their, of all things, I do like how they run their draft. I think their draft is actually pretty well handled, but their interface, especially through their apps, is not done real well, and it gets a little confusing. And it's, NFL, you need to kind of get your act together.
You're the NFL league. You need to be on top of everything. NFL, if you're listening, go see what ESPN is doing and do what they're doing and do it better if you want me back. Because next year I'm not going to be hosting that league there. I'm going to either move it to ESPN or maybe I'll try that CBS league. But I am not happy with it whatsoever.
Yeah. No, and I think that's a fair assessment. But well,
if it was your call, what would you rather have? ESPN, maybe.
I would lean towards ESPN. I'm not a fan of Yahoo because Yahoo actually does that decimal point scoring system, which is
I'm not a fan of that either. I hate losing by a decimal point.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I would.
I mean, you can change that if you do a custom league there. You can do the no decimal point thing, but I like the research that ESPN does because when you're looking at players. It gives you projections. You can also click on who has the most ads. You can click on averages, and then it categorizes all of these free agents in these categories that you want. So then you can kind of put all that information together and make the best educated guess.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That would be ESPN's probably got the leader going right now, but. Well, before we wrap up, Kevin, we got to talk a little head-to-head because I think I gained a little bit of ground this week.
Yes. Let's see. It looks like I know you out of the bat, you won two of the three games on the Thanksgiving Day there. I did not get my pick of the week, which was I was hoping that, the tradition of watching Detroit – on Thursday, their Thanksgiving, they would maybe try to
beat Chicago. Didn't happen.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, you gained a couple games. You won 8-6. You tied on the Giants and Philly game. You also got your pick of the week, which was Cleveland over Cincinnati, man.
Yeah, I was feeling really good about that about the end of the first quarter of that game.
Yeah, yeah. So right now I am up by 18 instead of 20 it was last week. So
well, at least you're up in something. Yeah.
Yes, this is true. Yeah. Bob, I went up another 2 points on him.
Poor Bob.
So, but you know, let's just before we get out of here, like we said, it would be a lot more entertaining to talk about the Chiefs versus the Raiders thing, and it's you know, but you know, we still have to kind of look at it as this isn't Oakland. You know, the Raiders did come back a couple years ago. You know, but they weren't supposed to win the game, and they won on with help with from refs and stuff like that. But you know, it's the way as bad as the Raiders are playing, and as good as the Chiefs are playing, can you fall back on that old saying? Well, you got to throw out the records. It's hard to do that, isn't it?
It's hard to do that when the guys who I'm about to name is, as we speak on Facebook live streaming, buying cleats and gear at Dick's Sporting Goods for a bunch of kids in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry.
Just buy your freaking Mahomes jersey already.
I can't. Yeah. Santa won't let me. But no, in all seriousness, you do have to throw out the records somewhat. I just think this is kind of like a few years ago when Kansas City was really struggling back when we were playing quarterbacks we had no business playing, and we just couldn't compete. We just weren't there. This is just, you know, this is just at this point, it's a talent issue. But the one thing I will say is it is Raiders Chiefs. You do kind of have to throw out the records because you get hyped up for it. It's more fun when there's at least you feel like there's a competitive balance there. And it, I mean, it's hard this season with what's gone wrong with the Raiders.
I got a question for you. So look ahead here. I think it's pretty much guaranteed that your Chiefs are going to be getting in the playoffs. So I got a question for you. Obviously, you know you're going to be seeing, assuming you guys don't lose in the first round. But that's the question I have for you. Who do you think the Chiefs are going to end up playing in the first round? Because you know you're going to come across, you're going to have to travel over to New England.
Well, not
to get through New England.
Not necessarily.
But let me ask
you. Let's hold off a minute. Right now we are sitting as in the number one seed. We have a game up on New England. If we win out, if the Kansas City Chiefs win out, we are the number one seed in the AFC.
That means home field advantage, even though you lost to New
Correct.
England, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, our remaining games are this. We have the Raiders this week. We have Baltimore. We have the Chargers, Seattle, and the Raiders again. Two of those five games are concerning to me. The Chargers game only because...
No. Hold on. No. I don't want to talk about the remaining games. Yeah. Go ahead to the first round of the playoffs.
I think we're in a bye in the first round.
Okay, then who do you think you play after that?
My guess right now would be either possibly the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I would really not want to see just because of our history, even though we beat Pittsburgh earlier this year in the playoffs. Andy Reid seems to have...
Maybe like Houston or someone?
My guess would be it's either going to be Pittsburgh or Houston.
Right. Okay. All right. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. My guess would be Pittsburgh or Houston, and I...
So if you get the first round bye, is it... I think the other first round bye could possibly go to New England.
Right. Yeah. Right now we're looking at... Right now, if we're in today, and probably I wouldn't be surprised... The Texans are making things interesting. I'm going to say that. But right now, we're looking at New England and Kansas City as the top two seeds in the AFC.
Okay. But if you guys keep your record, you would be the top seed. If not, then you'd probably go to New England.
Right. You want my honest... What I hope for is I hope we have the top seed, and I want New England. I want New England in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Because we should have beat New England in New England. We were right there, and I think Mahomes missed about three passes because he was so jacked up at the beginning of that game.
But I think we can be, and Breland Speaks was too worried about getting a roughing the passer call instead of just sacking Brady, so he let him go and run into the end zone. But I think we can beat New England. New England is not the team that scares me the most in the playoffs. In all honesty, it's either the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Houston Texans.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and probably more cool. Pittsburgh. So we'll see. We got a few more weeks of regular season here, though. So let's see what's going to happen. But you know what? I am feeling full. I ate a lot of good food on Thanksgiving, even if the football wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
So, but once again,
I went to a food coma. I didn't even watch that later game with the Saints and Falcons.
I think I watched maybe the first quarter and a half or so, and then I was like, yeah, this is over already. So, but with that, much like the Saints did to the Atlanta Falcons and put the ball in the end zone a whole bunch of times, we will once again do our best to lead you to victory with football picks and mediocre fantasy football advice as we lead you into the end zone.